This is Keith Kaiser with a podcast from goodwordsandworks.com. I was taken today with an article that I read in the Telegraph newspaper online. From the recent Hay Festival held in the United Kingdom, the Swiss philosopher-intellectual Alain de Botton said, "Religion is for all of us, not least non-believers." He was affirming that atheists need to get excited with a sort of evangelical fervor about their message, that even those who don't believe in God should take a page out of the book of Pentecostal Christians and others who get excited in the evangelical world about truth. He was quoted as saying, "Instead of saying, 'Thank you, Jesus,' the audiences should be chanting, 'Thank you, Plato. Thank you, Jane Austen. Thank you, Shakespeare.'" He went on to say later, as quoted in the article, that religion had a lot to teach people how to live, including how to use art, education, architecture, and sociability to improve the quality of life. "Religion is far too complex, subtle, and interesting to be left to people who merely believe in it," he said. "It is for all of us, not least non-believers. There are so many bridges we can build between atheists and the religious worlds." No doubt that sort of sentiment appeals to the popular spirit of the age, where people want to be fuzzy in their thinking about religious categories. But it is an utter and total nonsense. For what Mr. de Botton is trying to do is import the blessings of knowing God into a framework that excludes God from its way of thinking. That is to say, people commonly want light, love, goodness, all of the things that we find as gifts from God, and yet they don't want them from the bestower of those gifts. They want the blessings, but they don't want the giver of the blessings. We should remember that the Bible tells us that goodness is something that comes from God, and as James chapter 1 reminds us, that every good and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. Indeed, atheists might well envy our fervor and our thankfulness, because Christians do have something to be thankful about: eternal salvation through the living God who has given his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross as a sacrifice for our sins, and has raised him from the dead to prove that eternal life is a gift he can still give today. The Lord Jesus has been vindicated and real, and he is at work in the lives of believers, giving us much joy and much cause for thanksgiving. Unfortunately, the atheists don't really have anything to be thankful about. They might well rejoice in the blessings God gives, but unless they know the blesser, they're missing out on the central theme and focus of life, the very raison d'etre for which they were created. It's a sad thing to hear a brilliant man like Mr. de Botton spout such utter nonsense. Atheism has nothing to offer the suffering of the world, those who are weighed down by the guilt of their sin and who feel the lament of being alienated from the life which is in God alone in their unbelief. They need to come to Christ and believe. But he does have a point. Christians are excited about our message. And that's why, even in these days when it's becoming increasingly unpopular in some parts of the world, we need to heed the exhortation of 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, which reminds us, "Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching." We have good news for the world, and we need to continue teaching it. That's a podcast from goodwordsandworks.com.